Now we come, and I must drop down now to verse 28. Howbeit the king of the children of Ammon hearkened not unto the words of Jephthah, which he sent him. Now, the king of Ammon just totally rejected the paper that apparently Jephthah had sent to him, and he said that he would not accept it at all. Now we read in verse 29, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, and he passed over Gilead and Manasseh, and passed over Mizpah of Gilead, and from Mizpah of Gilead he passed over unto the children of Ammon. Now he leads out the army of Israel against the Ammonites. But when he passes through the land and finally gets there and gets a look at the Ammonites, he's a little fearful. And he does something that he probably, under normal circumstances, would not have done. Now, you must remember, this man had been exiled. He'd spent years in exile. Now, all of a sudden, he's exalted to the highest place. He's made a judge. And his natural reaction of a man suddenly elevated, that he becomes excited. And in his excitement and exaltation, you know, he could have made a very rash promise or a rash statement. And this is exactly what he did. Now, another thing we should consider, you must remember that he did not have the light that you have this day. He's one half pagan himself with a heathen background. He did know God, but he didn't know him very well. And God did not require him to make a vow. The victory was not the reward for Jephthah doing something. Jephthah had every assurance that God would give him victory. And yet, notice what he did. Verse 30, and Jephthah vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon into mine hands, now, what'll he do? Then it shall be that whatsoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me when I return in peace from the children of Ammon shall surely be the Lord's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering. Now, this man didn't need to make a rash vow like that. God didn't put it on that basis at all. He had every assurance that God had given him victory. To begin with, his cause was just. Listen to verse 27. This is Jephthah speaking now to the children of Ammon and the king of Ammon. Wherefore I have not sinned against thee, but thou doest me wrong to war against me. The Lord, the judge, be judged this day between the children of Israel and the children of Ammon. Now his cause was just. That's the first thing. Now, the second thing, God had elevated him to this high position. He should have recognized the hand of God had brought him there, and if God had brought him that far, he'd see him through. And then, we saw back in verse 29, that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And, well, he just didn't need to make that vow. And he made it rather rashly. Imagine saying, whatever comes out to meet me, why, I will deliver it to the Lord. It'll be the Lord's. And after all, if it was a person came to meet him, they might not be in agreement with him.